With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea Simontov, how are you this afternoon?
I'm having a meltdown.
I don't,
you know what, that story you just reported, I only knew about it peripherally. I really didn't have the time. But you know, Simon, we had the same thing a week ago. Saturday Night Live. You know about Saturday Night Live. You know that show.
I do know about Saturday Night Live. This is only half the population of Israel being inoculated. And guess what? The Jewish half, probably.
Yeah. Right. And you know what? What kills me isn't... It's Purim. You know, it's Purim. I mentioned that I'm going to talk about Purim a little bit. And we know anti-Semitism is. That's the end of the sentence, period. You know, yeah. Let's put more money into museums. Let's give more workshops. The dopiness of it all. But you know what kills me? The Jews that produce the show, the Jews that act on the show, the Jews that clap in the audience and ho, ho, ho. And when they feel uncomfortable, they think that it's not that bad. Can you imagine any other marginal group? I use the word marginal with like a tongue in cheek. You know, who's everyone's marginal today? Withstanding that kind of a slur, that kind of inaccuracy, and just letting it go. And it's just staggering. Judaism, in terms of medicine, you know, the show Nurses, we're ahead of the game. Ahead of the game. I just had, you know, I'm having a lot of dental work. I mean, I'm telling you, it's like they put a Derek in my mouth each week. And he built bone. I said, where is that bone from? And he starts to tell me, and I go, stop. Stop.
All right.
So, I should have been on the show Nurses, you know?
Yeah, you should have. I agree. I had a feeling when I was watching Israeli TV earlier this week that you and Effie, though, were very good friends.
Effie? Who's Effie? Mm-mm.
Oh, you don't know about Effie, the lady on the exercise?
Right. Yeah, no, I saw it. I didn't even watch it because I heard the talk about the accent and stuff, and I got it, and I'm very happy that she, you know, was popular. But I did reality television show, and you know what? I found out later, I was crying, they were actually doing spoofs and skits and making fun of me and my accent. Okay. Okay, on Israeli, like the Israeli version of Saturday Night Live.
Okay, so we get it. Andrea, we have spoken about everything bar the topic this afternoon, and it's an important one because it is Purim, Chag Sameach, by the way.
You asking the question,
is Purim relevant? That's one hell of a question.
Yes. Okay, can we move on?
Go for it, Andrea.
Stick it. Purim is, just as anti-Semitism is, period, change the channel, Purim is the story, the whole story of Jewish destiny, and it's crazy because this week's Parsha, you know who doesn't appear? Moshe Rabbeinu, but he's the author of the Parsha. Well, who doesn't appear? It's a great, you know, Shabbos table, you say to the children, hey kiddies, how many times is Hashem's name mentioned in the Megillas Esther? Someone says 7, someone says 9. And the answer is none. 0. It is not, God does not appear visibly, although he is the author of our lives. And the reason is, well, what do you think the reason is, Simon?
Oh, no, you can't put me through Bible tests on live radio. No, you can't do
that.
Yeah,
let's talk about the Israel space program while we're at it. Anyway,
I'll get you for that next week. Go on.
You're right. So it's not there because the miracles of Purim, it was a story like any story. It is a story that could have been written by Daniel Steele. It could have been an Oliver Stone film. It is filled with drama. It is filled with sex. It is filled with duplicity. It is filled with terror and fear and religion and politics. And it's all there and it's all like us, but it's the hidden hand of God because God is everywhere. And the miracle, the Jews should have been wiped out. They were so phenomenally, they were almost like when we left Egypt, we were at the 49th, I believe the 49th level of impurity. They were so assimilated and so gone. And yet they were plucked out, plucked and saved by the merit of this man and this woman. And what I want to get out is, you know, we say in it says in the Megillah where Esther says, Mordechai says, you got to go over to the guy. You got to go over to your husband. You know, this very dysfunctional fellow, and you have to tell him, you know, what's happening, that you're a Jew. And she says, I can't present myself to him. He's going to kill me. You have to be invited. And what does Mordechai say to him, say to her? He says, Esther, the story's going to play out. It's going to happen the way heaven deems it's going to happen. The question is, what role are you going to play in the history, in the unfolding history of our people? So the relevance of Purim is, this is a story. This is a question that behooves all of us to ask ourselves every day. Heaven, God, will unfold that story. The story of the Jewish people is not done. But what role are we playing? Do we let people just have at us and say what they want and mock us and tease us and point fingers and berate us and indeed defame us, and we sit silently? Somebody will stand up. There will be Esthers and there will be Mordechais. The question is, which side of the fence are we sitting on? And Purim reminds us of this again and again and again. It's a fabulous, very current, very relatable, and very applicable story every single day of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just tied it so nicely into the story that I was talking about prior to you joining me on air this afternoon. Everything changes and everything stays the same. You know, we're still talking about things we shouldn't be talking about. The NBC should not be producing, and you're absolutely right, together with no doubt a Jewish producer here or there, this kind
of
trash.
It's a Warren Green show. He's a Jew. He's
Really?
Okay, and you know, very visibly a Jew. What do you call it? Larry David is a product of this whole world there. You know, but they was, God forbid, you say anything against any other minority group, front and center, Jews are racing to defend everyone. Rightfully so, Simon. But let's not wait for others to defend us. The fact is, the Jews of Purim and the Jews of NBC cower. They cower in fear. Well, you know what? The story will unfold. Will we be an Esther? Will we be a Mordechai? Will we get behind our microphone at High FM and say, that's not okay, and I defy you to tell me that it is? You know, we have holy work here, and we can make a lot of jokes. We do. I know, Simon, we make a lot of jokes. We have a lot of fun together. It's good.
Yeah,
to
but there's a line that we don't cross. There's a line we don't cross, and you and I would not go to that place that NBC did, because we just wouldn't. Because
God,
you're right.
God forbid. Really, God forbid. But interestingly, Jews don't forbid. And the rest of the world knows it is open season on Jews and Jewish jokes. Well, not in my four walls. It ain't.
Lots to think about there, Andrea. As always, thank you for being thought-provoking and interesting. And, yeah, I'm going to consider
Purim,
what you've said.
And Purim Sameach, when you ask the question, is Purim relevant? Yep. All right,
I heard the answer from you more than ever. Thank you, Andrea. Look forward to chatting next week.
Looking forward. Bye-bye. Shabbat shalom and Purim Sameach.
High FM, your station of choice since 2008.